game day or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner over there is Andy Baskin. We go to another one of our buddies on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He covers the Guardians for the Chronicle Telegram and Brown Zone. Excuse me, Chronicle Telegram. That's your buddy. That's your buddy Petrek for the Chronicle Telegram. He's Chris Ossenheimer.
He did. Yeah, I told him to call it the Guard Zone, but he didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, Petrek was with us earlier. You need the Guard Zone. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they should triple your pay.
Not now. I guess there wouldn't be much interest in it right now.
It's a very tiny zone at this point.
Yes. Correct.
That's the problem, isn't it? Umpires are shrinking the strike zone on the Guardians. That's the whole problem, right, Chris? Because it can't just be the roster.
No, that's one of them for sure. Yeah, the league's kind of working against them. They didn't like them doing what they did last year with that ALCS.
There
run,
you go.
So they're sticking it to them this year.
There it is. See, we've come to the root of the problem. That's a good thing. Okay, now, in all seriousness, you were shut out in three of the last four games. And in those games, you had one, two, and three hits. If that's not a scream to do something, I don't know what is. Is patience the thing they should do here, or is it time to see Chase DeLauder? Is it time to see Kafis? Is it time to make a trade? Is it time to do something?
I think it is, but as you say, I don't know that they can. If they, sure, you can bring up Kafis and DeLauder, but do you guys seriously think that that's going to change? I mean, they're going to start scoring five runs a night?
No.
With those two guys in the lineup?
No, but
right.
But they're not now. Sure.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yes, I agree. Bring them up. You got to try something at this point. But I just caution people who think, okay, yeah, now that DeLauder's up, things are going to be great, because that's an awful lot to put in a guy who hasn't been able to stay healthy and really has proven it in the minors, but not on a grand scale. And Kafis, sure. I mean, I agree with what you're saying. You know, you got to do something. And maybe if you brought those two guys up, and you got to hit on both those guys,
yeah,
and then maybe add someone at the trade deadline, you know, okay, you know, maybe. But that's a long shot, and you see how they work at the trade deadline. I mean, at least since, 2016, 2017, they haven't been real active for big boppers or anything like that.
I don't know. The shutout stuff is just, man, it's hard to watch. The Cardinals in 1908 were shut out 33 times. Could you imagine sitting through that season?
Right.
They only paid 154 games back then, too. I don't know. And they're just so, yesterday just felt like, hey, I still believe in this team. We still believe in this team. We're going to do that. But when you look in the standings, and it's hard not for me to – I always click the wild card thing, so it makes me feel better. But,
sure.
I mean, at what point are they going to look and say, well, were they 10.5 back or 11 or something close to that right now going after yesterday's play? I mean, you can't look at the Central and go, well, that's got to feel like it slipped away pretty quick. And then if you kind of – I don't know. You look back to a couple years ago when they started making trades at the trade deadline. They were only there were two games under 500, but they're only game back
right
on a playoff spot. I wonder what this is going to look like as we head towards a trade deadline.
I mean, that's the problem too. I mean, most of these guys, these are like young guys that they're playing that they were hoping would become, you know, regulars with a mix of Kwan and Hosey, obviously. But yeah, I mean, even again, this is what you got. And unless this team somehow finds it, which is possible. I mean,
sure.
It certainly didn't look like that over the last four games. But yeah, I mean, I don't know that there's really a lot you can change unless, like you're saying, blow things up. And I mean, what does that entail? You know, I mean, you pretty much, you traded your cleanup hitter from last year who gave you 3,100. I think that's a big thing for me. And I'm not putting this all at Josh Naylor, but I mean, that guy, I say it all the time. I mean, that guy was part of the identity of this team. And now you have Austin Hedges, which is fine, but Austin Hedges isn't hitting 30 bombs and driving in over 100 runs. That was a big thing. That just, you made yourself worse in the offseason instead of improving off an ALCS run. And that's a little tough for fans to stomach, and I understand that. You know, I mean, hey, we got a series away from making the World Series. What are we going to do? We're going to trade our cleanup hitter and get rid of our Gold Glove second baseman and make it worse. I mean, what sense does that make?
It doesn't appear to make much sense at all. And right. Carlos is at first base. He had a terrible June, but he's a veteran, and you know what he's capable of. The issue I have is he's on a 1-year contract. Is it time to move him? You're 2 under .500. You're one of a bunch of teams, you know, trying to get back into the wild card race here, but you got a lot of competition there. I would think you could move Carlos, play Kyle Manzardo, shuffle a couple of other guys, and maybe be as effective,
if not Manzardo at first base.
Yes, I know. It's a thought, isn't it?
I'm kidding.
No, you're not, because they're not doing it very much.
Right. You're right. He's got it. That is your everyday first baseman. I mean, that's who you're banking on. That's why you got rid of Naylor. It doesn't make much sense to sign another one, but okay, fine.
For more money than you would have paid Josh this year.
Yeah. Carlos is going to be one of the guys, definitely. If they start selling pieces, he's going to be gone. It's like, but what do you get for a 40-year-old first baseman whose OPS isn't good? And
a Class A prospect, right? Maybe.
Right. So, but I definitely think that if you see this continue and the offense do nothing and them continue to fall in the wild card standings, then yeah, there's no reason to keep him around.
Chris, what did you think about Manzardo not talking to the reporters after that 3-error game? I mean, you have a 3-error game, you just man up, say it's never going to happen again, and go forward. Like I remember seeing you tweet that. And I was like, what's wrong with this guy? I mean, yeah, he made a mistake. Oh. Now that's a fourth error, if you ask me.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal, Andy. Okay. I did tweet that.
Yeah.
But I also tweeted right after that he ended up coming out after showering.
He initially
declined to speak to reporters.
Okay.
So he did. That's factual. I mean, he told the media relations guy, you know, no thanks. And so a bunch of us left, and apparently a couple guys stuck around. So give those reporters credit. They stuck around, and Kyle did talk. So I don't want it to be like he wouldn't speak and he blew everybody off, but he just initially declined, which I think someone probably got in his ear and said, hey, dude, you got it.
You had three errors and you can control the fourth, right? That's exactly what somebody probably said to him.
Exactly. And yeah. I saw some veterans looking over there in his direction when it was happening. And I'm not saying they said anything, you know, I'm guessing someone said, hey, it's probably a good idea if you talk to these guys. And he did in his, you know, his defense, he did. And he spoke. So
good. Okay.
Yeah. But that, what a rough day. Just 3 years, Andy, not a fourth.
That's true. There you go. Take something positive out of that day.
Chris Ossenheimer joining us from the Chronicle Telegram. It looked really scary yesterday. Gabe Arias catching his cleat, it looked like, on the grass and rolling his ankle. X-rays negative, but MRI to come today from every indication that we've heard. if he's out for a period of time, and we would assume he would, that you'd think, okay, Brian Rocchio coming back up to play shortstop? Is that the answer? Because even though he's hitting better in AAA, he was not good when he was up here earlier this year.
No, you're right, but that's the first thing that I thought when, you know, when the card came out for Arias is Rocchio. It just seems like the easy move. I guess you can – I know Brito's been mentioned because he's back from injury, I believe.
He is. He's playing in AAA.
Yeah.
You could bring Brito and play him at second. He can play short, but you put Schneeman at short. You know, I don't know if any of those answers appeal to anybody.
I think it'll end up being Rocchio because I think Gabe's going to probably miss. I know the x-rays were negative, but that looked pretty bad. So, I mean, I'm thinking he's going to miss at least a month. I'm not making a diagnosis after seeing it, but I you just look at that and you think that's not a, you know, it's not an, day by day thing. Let's put it that way. And Rocchio's got experience up here. I mean, I guess you could say, why not bring Brito up, you know, find something. Is Brian Rocchio going to give your offense a spark? Probably not. So I get where you're at, but it'll probably be Rocchio.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sorry about that. MLB draft. I just said that. You're like, oh, please don't ask me a question about the draft. What, 16 days away from the draft. I'm just wondering what they're... thought process is going into the draft as far as positionally.
There's got to be a middle infielder.
I'm looking at it and I'm going, are they going to take another middle infielder? That's the question.
I mean, it would almost be comical if they did. I mean, I guess you could say, well, Travis Bazana's hurt now, so, you know, maybe they could use another one, but I have to believe there's no chance they do that. I mean, wouldn't you think it's got to be an outfielder? I mean,
or pitching.
Yeah.
Well, if it makes you feel better, boys, ESPN said Guardians are trading for the 17th pick with the Cubs, and they're going to take Gavin Kylan, who's the second baseman shortstop from Tennessee. So there you have that.
There you go.
To me makes sense, right? That makes sense. You got to be kidding me.
You would hope it would be an outfielder. I think that's where that's their weakest spot. Cause they have good young pitching. I mean, you look at these guys, and especially now you have, Ciccone emerging. I think they like their young pitching, and Gavin Williams is looking like he could be legit. Logan Allen's pitching really well this year. So it would have to be an outfielder, right? But they always talk about the draft. I hate this quote, but it's what they say about everybody, the best player available, regardless of position.
Yeah, no, I get it. Would it bother you if they drafted a catcher? Would anybody be bothered by that? It would bother you, huh?
I didn't think that either. I mean, I know as bad as Bo's been, it seems like he's the only catcher in the organization, you know, outside of Hedgie, who's basically –
on his way to the coaching staff.
Right. But catcher. I will say this about catchers. I mean, people are going to disagree with me. How many catchers out there do you see produce at a high level offensively? It's a rare thing.
Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, I know they're out there. I'm not saying that, but they're, you're usually your catcher, you want him to control the game defensively, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And Bo does a pretty good job with that. He throws guys out. But, yeah, I mean, as far as the draft goes, why not, you know? I'd rather see an outfielder, though.
I would agree with you on that. What's your gut tell you about Shane Bieber? Is he coming back this year? Is he a trade chip? Is he going to pick up his option for next year?
Well, it looks like he's not going to be back until after the All-Star break, if things keep going the way they are. And Chris Antonetti said the other day that his timetable doesn't affect what they're going to do with the trade deadline at all. So, I mean, that doesn't mean that they won't, you know, trade Bieber at the deadline. You never know, but I don't see that. Then again, you know, if by that time, you know, you're thinking, okay, we're giving up on this thing. I mean, he'd certainly be a good piece, but what do you get from a guy coming off Tommy John? You know, that's the other thing. So
I would think, Chris, another team might have interest if that other team could guarantee or, you know, get Shane to pick up that option for next year so that they would have for whatever happens this year and then all of next year. But that's the only way if I'm another team I'm trading for him.
Right. Right. And then even then, you know, you got to see something from him this year to, you know, I mean, at least it's like something that gives you optimism that he's going to be coming back. So yeah, I mean, it depends if somehow they're still in the wild card and they think they can do something, then I don't think they're going to move Bieber, but you know, Santana and Bieber are gone. If they don't think they're going to make a run.
I would agree with you on that. Chris Ostenheimer joining us. Let me throw some names at you and tell me which one, if any, intrigues you most here. Jonathan Rodriguez, John Kenzie Noel, Nolan Jones, Lane Thomas. Of those four guys, is there one of the bunch that makes you think, yeah, that's the guy they really have to make sure they have in the lineup and get plenty of at-bats to, or are you ready to move on from one, two, or all four?
The first two that stuck out were Noel and Jones. Just because I saw John Kenzie Noel last year hit 13 home runs, and I saw him hit a huge postseason home run.
That was unbelievable.
I mean, they were, you know, you thought maybe, okay, you know, he's going to build on that, and it didn't happen this year. But you know it's in there, and he is exactly what they need. Guy in right field who is pretty good defensively, and you wouldn't think that by looking at him, and hits you 30 home runs and drives in 100. I mean, he looks like he can be that guy. Certainly not this year. He hasn't looked like that. And the other one's Nolan Jones. Nolan Jones is starting to pick it up. He's so athletic. He looks like a ball player. And he's done it before too, because you saw it in Colorado when he went to Colorado. So, and then I don't want to totally write off Lane Thomas because, gosh, think about what he did in that last month last year, regular season, and then the huge home runs that he had.
He did a nice job. Yeah, nice job.
Yeah. So that's in there too. And who's the last guy?
It was Jonathan Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah. That's why I forgot him. Yeah, I'm not real high on Jonathan Rodriguez.
Wow.
I'm just saying. He's out of those guys. Certainly, he's the last in line there. He's not a good defensive outfielder, and he really hasn't hit a whole lot either. So, I mean, that's kind of the double whammy there.
All right, pal, get him some runs, will you? We appreciate your time.
Yeah, you need to spend a little more time in the cage.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I was there for the shutout, so I don't know what to tell you.
Nice job. Chris Ostenheimer covers the Guardians for the Chronicle-Telegram, and he's joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Thanks,
Chris.
Buddy.
You're a great read, my man. Thank you.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud. Aaron Judge! beans. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.